Okay, I don't have my Maamar Makomos with me, so we'll try to just do this. I'll try to give you the Kitzur Rashi Prakim. With all the 3-day Yom Tovim coming up, a lot of people want to know about showering on Yom Tov, whether it's Mutter or Aser to shower on Yom Tov. So there is a halacha that one is not allowed to do Malacha on Yom Tov. The Torah says that you're not allowed to do any of the Malachas of Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov, but the Torah gives us a major exception to that rule. Ach asher ye'echol chol nefesh, hu levado ya'aseh lechem. Anything that is done, the chol nefesh, you're allowed to do for you, which we understand, any malacha that's ochel nefesh associated, that it's involved in food preparation or taking care of basic physical needs, is mutter to do on Yom Tov. And therefore, one is allowed to cook on Yom Tov for food. If you need food, you're allowed to do anything that's associated with ochel nefesh. There's a big Torah on exactly how the heter of ochel nefesh works. It's hutra, duchuya, ramban, rambam. It's a big Torah on it, but let's just assume halacha lemaisa. Now let's try to talk just very practically. The Tosfos in Maseches Ksuvos points out, actually, the Gemara Maseches Ksuvos points out in Daf Zayin, that the heter of ochel nefesh, the Gemara says, elameata, if you're allowed to do things that are for ochel nefesh purposes, then you should be able to burn incense. Mugmar should be mutar on Yantif. You should be allowed to burn spices on Yantif. Now, the incense, the spices that they were talking about, they would burn something that had a nice smell and have the smoke hit their clothing so that the clothing that they would wear would have a nice smell. So the Gemara says, why can't we do that on Yom Tov? That's also a basic need. So the Gemara says, no, it's only something that's shavah l'kol nefesh. That it's only when it's something... I skipped a step. I'm sorry, let's take a step back. Not only are you allowed to do things that are for ochel nefesh purposes, but the Gemara says, mitok shehutru l'tzaruch ochel nefesh, hutru nami shalol l'tzaruch ochel nefesh. Anything that you're allowed to do for ochel nefesh purposes, you're also allowed to do for non-ochel nefesh purposes. So any malacha, like cooking, let's say, if I'm allowed to do it to cook myself a meal on Yantif, I'm also allowed to cook for non-ochel nefesh purposes. So ask the Gemara, if you're allowed to light a fire and cook for non-ochel nefesh purposes, so you should be allowed to burn these incense, this mugmar, on Yantif. So the Gemara says, no, mugmar is different because at the very least, the purpose and the goal of your cooking and of your malacha has to at least be shaveh l'kol nefesh. It has to be something that's universally enjoyed. And mugmar is something that some people enjoy, some people don't enjoy, some people find it pleasant, other people find it disgusting. So since it's not shaveh l'kol nefesh, it's not universally enjoyed, it does not get included in the category of ochel nefesh. Ask the Gemara Vayter, what about tzvi? What about cooking a type of food that not everyone eats, like venison? You cook deer, not everyone eats that, so you're going to say that you're not allowed to cook that for yourself on Yom Tov because it's not shavah l'kol nefesh. So the Gemara says, no, it is shavah l'kol nefesh, it's just that deer is not something that everyone could afford to eat. But anyone who could afford to eat it would eat it. It's not something that anyone has an aversion to. So therefore, it is shavah l'kol nefesh. But mugmar is something that some people have an aversion to, and therefore it's not considered shavah l'kol nefesh. Tosfos points out in Ksuvos Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel Mitoch, that at least it needs to be a tzorach hayom ktsas. That when you say mitoch shehutz l'tzorach ochel nefesh, shutunami shelo tzorach ochel nefesh, it needs to be at least some tzorach for that day. When we say that you're allowed to cook even for non-ochel nefesh needs, does not mean you can start cooking for next Tuesday. It means there has to be some tzorach hayom. You need to have some need of yantif being addressed by the malacha that you're doing. So what emerges from that sugya is two qualifications. You are allowed to cook if it's, even if it's not for ochel nefesh, as long as it's for a tzorach hayom, some basic need of the day, that's shaveh l'kol nefesh, that's universally enjoyed and, let's say, needed by everybody. Something that everyone could appreciate the value and the need of that malacha. Now, if we were to carry this over to showering, so l'chora, showering would be a very clear shovel kol nefesh need, something that to cook up the water, to eat. What's the yisur in showering on Shabbos? And when you turn on the water, your new cold water is going into your boiler, and therefore, it's when you turn on your hot water, at least new cold water is going into your boiler, getting cooked, so you're being mevashel, it's bishel, it's melach darais of bishel. So when you, so if bishel is mutar on yantif for any shovel the kol nefesh need, so it would seem that bishel should be mutar on yantif for bathing yourself, because bathing yourself is a shovel the kol nefesh need. Now the problem is, it's enough in the Mishnah that says, pun of yadav araglav, to wash your hands, your face, and feet, That's shavu l'kol nefesh. Everyone needs to wash their hands, face, and feet on a regular basis. That's a normal thing. That's shavu l'kol nefesh. But to heat up water, to wash your whole body, that's not shavu l'kol nefesh. Only mefunakim really bathe their whole body more than once a month or whatever it is in the times of the Gemara. So that's not something that's shavu l'kol nefesh, and therefore it's not something that would be mutter for the sake of yantif. So if we were to discuss this in Talmudic times, it's an open and shut case that it's absolutely aser. It's melacha d'oraisa because it's not shavu l'kol nefesh. Question is, does the definition of shavu l'kol nefesh change over time? And nowadays, people shower daily or at least every other day, right? So if people are showering more frequently in 21st century America than they did in Bavel thousands of years ago, so the question is, does the definition of shavu l'kol nefesh change? In the Bir Halacha, in Tavkuf Yir Aleph, Dibra Maskul Yadav, in the Aruch HaShulchan, Tavkuf Yir Aleph Os Hey, it seems very clear, if you read it carefully, that the definition of Shavu L'Kol Nefesh does change over time. Shavu L'Kol Nefesh is defined by what people consider Shavu L'Kol Nefesh in that time and place. However, in the Tshuvas of the Debrezina Rav, in Ber Moshe, Cheleches, Simen Kufnun Ches, and Kufnun Tes, he goes crazy about people who think it's mutter to shower in Yantif. He says, what do you mean? You could change definitions in Halacha. Who says you could change the definition of Shavu L'Kol Nefesh? If Chazal say it's not Shavu L'Kol Nefesh, then you don't really need it, and you don't really need a shower. It's not something that people universally need. He's very, he doesn't like the idea of changing the definition. Yeah?
What was that Mishnah about the hands and feet?
That is in Maseches Beitzah, if I'm not mistaken, or Shabbos Lamates. No, it's Shabbos Lamates. Right, that's where the Tosfos about the Zeya is also. Right, Shabbos Lamates. So, I think it's Lamates on Beis and Shabbos. It must be in Beitzah also. But, so when it comes to showering, L'chora, in that machlokas, it seems very pashut that the Bir Halacha and the Aruch HaShulchan are correct. That Shavu L'Kol Nefesh is something that can change over time. I'm not exactly sure what the Debrezina is talking about, that how we can assume Shavu L'Kol Nefesh. It's not like a gezeira of Chazal that they made that you can't shower. It's a definition. It's a halachic definition of what's Shavu L'Kol Nefesh. Now, aside from that, there is a gezeira of Chazal that we have to contend with also. So let's take this in steps. On a d'oraisa level, in terms of the malacha d'oraisa of Bishul, it seems that we don't have a problem because it's a Shavu L'Kol Nefesh need. And showering is Shavu L'Kol Nefesh, therefore you're allowed to go and take a shower in Yantif with hot water. However, there's another thing to contend with, and that is that there's a Gezeiras HaBalanim. The Gemara tells us that they made a Gezeira that what about doing the following on Shabbos? You're not allowed to turn on the hot water on Shabbos, cook the hot water on Shabbos to shower in. What if you have hot water that was preheated before Shabbos in a bathtub, and you want to bathe in that water? Are you allowed to bathe in that water? It's still warm on Shabbos. So they made a gzeira that you're not allowed to do that. It's a gzeira, what we call the gzeira sabalanim, because it was made on account of the unscrupulous bathhouse attendants, people who ran the bathhouses, who used to tell people that the water was heated before Shabbos, but they knew that their customers would only be happy if they have really good, hot water, so they would heat the water really on Shabbos, telling them that it was heated before Shabbos. So they made a gzeira, even absent any bishul issue whatsoever, no bathing in warm water on Shabbos. That was the gzeira. So the question is, does that gzeira still apply to us? Granted, the Isra of Bishul doesn't apply, but does the gzeira apply to us? So I heard from Rav David Weinberger, I forgot who he said it, b'shem, he might have just said it on his own, that he thought it was Davar Pashut, that the gzeira is there to protect the Isra d'Oraisa. B'makom that there's no Isra d'Oraisa, like on Yantif, where it's Shavu L'Kol Nefesh, and the Isra d'Oraisa wouldn't get off the ground, so it doesn't make sense that the Gezeira would still be intact. It only goes there when there's still the Isra d'Oraisa there. But you're not going to have the Gezeira still intact when there's no Isra d'Oraisa. And on Yantif, the Isra d'Oraisa doesn't, on Yantif, Bizman said that it's Shavu L'Kol Nefesh, the Isra d'Oraisa is not there, Mele the Isra d'Rabban is not there. And therefore, Mikra Adini thought you could take a hot shower on Yantif. But he thought only a hot shower that would be a Shavu L'Kol Nefesh kind of hot shower. If you happen to like boiling, boiling hot showers, not everyone needs such boiling hot showers. You don't need to cook that much hot water, right? And so he thought that warm shower, that most people would need, that most people would be comfortable with. Rav Shechter thought that the Gzeiras HaBalanim does apply still, because it's a Gzeiri. You can't uproot a Gzeiri even if the time no longer applies. The Rama Mamrim, Beis, right? That even once Chazal made a Gzeira, even if unless you have a Beis and it's Gadol B'Chachum Minyan, you can't undo the Gzeira. Rav Shechter thought that the Gzeira only applied to very hot water. But if it's lukewarm water, because what was all Gzeres HaBalanim? They wanted to heat up the water on Shabbos, and they would lie to you and tell you it was heated before Shabbos, because they knew that you wanted very hot water. If all you needed was lukewarm water, then they never would have been dishonest about it in the first place. So the Gzeres was against bathing in really hot water. The Gzeres wasn't against bathing in warm water. So if Shechter holds that you're allowed to shower on Yantif in warm water. So in terms of turning on the water, that problem, there are many, many poskim that hold you're not allowed to do it for a variety of different reasons, but pashtus in terms of the halachos of actual bishul and yantif, l'chorot should be mutter, both mitam, the isidarais of bishul, as well as the gzeres habalanim. Where you run into problems is the supplementary things. You're not allowed to use a bar of soap, because it's mimareach on some level. You got to figure out exactly why it's mimareach, but that's always the assumption, that we assume a bar of soap is mimareach. So you got to use liquid soap. Rav Moshe writes, even when using liquid soap, you should water it down, that it should be a real liquid and not a thick liquid that you use to bathe yourself with. And shampoo is a problem, because there's an issur of schita b'seyar, that when you squeeze water out of your hair, says nisa d'rabbanan, the Gemara says, ein schita b'seyar, Beis Yosef writes, yeah, ein issur d'araisa of schita b'seyar. It's not an issur of dash mid'araisa, but mid'rabbanan, it's still an issur of schita b'seyar. So you can't squeeze your hair when it's wet, and that means you can't put shampoo into wet hair. So your etzas are as follows. You could take shampoo and put it into your hair when it's dry. It's hard to do, but if you wet your hands a little bit first, and you could put dry shampoo into your hair and then let your hair run under the water to just wash out the shampoo. You just can't touch it with your hands. A lot of people ask, but aren't you now allowed to dry off in a towel after a shower? I don't know of any such history. You're allowed to dry off in a towel, just like you're allowed to dry your hands and face in a towel. What if you have a beard? You're allowed to dry your face in a towel? Yes. Schita b'seyar is only a problem if the water, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa writes, if the water, you see the water dripping out of the beard. It's not a problem, since it's only drabana that it's nirik schita, if you don't see the water coming out of the beard. So the same thing with the hair. If it goes straight into the towel, so you're allowed to dry your hair with a towel on Yantif. The only problem would be is if the towel were to get so soaked and saturated with water that you'd actually be squeezing water out of the towel. But if you don't have that situation, if you have a nice plush towel that's going to be able to absorb all the water, so then l'charit should not be a problem. So the thing is, you have to just be careful with all of these supplementary issues, with the soap and with the shampoo, but then l'charit should be mutter to shower on Yantif. Some people don't like to publicize it. I heard Rav Naftali Yeager of Shai Yashuv once say, I'm afraid to say it, but it's really mutter to shower on Yantif. But he said it outside of the yeshiva. He said, I'm afraid to say it in the yeshiva. They'll kill me for saying that you're allowed to shower on Yantif. But he said, it's really taka mutter. Now, why are we afraid to say it? Because we're afraid that a lot of people aren't going to know about all these other halachas, about how to do it, deal with the shampoo and with the soap and with everything else. So that's the hesitation. But l'chara mikra din, it's 100%, I would think it's 100% mutter. Again, there are many posts in the old Sasser. Rav Schechter and Rav Weinberger and many others have suggested that it's 100% mutter. It seems from learning the sugyas, learning as deity, that it seems to me to be mutter. Yeah.